Our reading this morning is taken from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, beginning at verse 7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. I've been speaking in lots of places this month, so I've just been sat down there and I was praying that, Lord, please help my voice to make it through this morning. It's a real privilege to be able to be here. Thank you very much for letting me come and speak to you. I want to be able to go straight into the Word. I've got a lot to share with you today. So if you'd like to look up the book of Nehemiah, please, in your Bible. Now, while you're just looking there for the book of Nehemiah, I'm going to share some thoughts about Matthew 7. Matthew 7 says, ask, seek, and knock. And we've been asking God, and we've been seeking God, and we've been knocking on the door for some different questions and different things. You know, ever since Janine started Children's Vision, Janine has been with this vision in her heart and in her mind, of five children's homes, of a school, of a medical center, and all that being used to glorify God's name and to transform and change the lives of many, many needy children. And today we have incredible fruits and many testimonies. I could stand here all day and tell you stories of what God's been doing in the hearts of our children. And today I want to give you a mixture of teaching from God's word and testimony about how when we've asked and we've seeked and we've knocked on the door, that God has made things that we thought perhaps in our own minds were impossible. God has made those things possible. And he's brought answers right out of the blue and in places where we might have least expected it. And we've had answers to things not in a way that we might have humanly tried to manufacture or make happen, but in moments where God's just showed us this is the time. And you take the next step along towards that vision. And that's the way it's been with Children's Vision and with New Hope for Children. It's been that way that God has brought answers in the moments that we least expected them and right out of the blue. So I want to talk about three things today. I want to talk firstly about passion. And I want to talk about favor. And I want to talk about result. They're the three things that we're going to talk about today, okay? Now, in those verses, when it says ask, seek, and knock, I want you to have something in your mind. That have you ever lost anything? When you lose something, you seek it out, don't you, with all your heart? You know, you move everything, you open the doors, look behind the sofa, move the chairs. You, if it's something important, I mean, you get anxious about finding it. I think when God says seek him, he's saying, be anxious about finding me. Make that the most important thing in every bit of your day. And I've been sharing a little bit on this trip. You know, somebody who came down to Colombia was teaching our drama evangelism team. And we have a drama evangelism team that travels all over Colombia with our children, teaching the Bible to those who don't know about Jesus. And that person said, you know, children, I want you to take 15 or 20 minutes a day just to have some time for God. And I'm thinking in my mind, no. I'm thinking, I want you to take every minute of every day in everything you do and say and think and the way you act and all of those things to seek out God in everything and serve him in everything in every minute of your day. Not just to look for 15 or 20 minutes a day. You know, I didn't interrupt the person as he was talking, you know, but I did say that to my children at a later point. And I think that's what God's talking about when he's saying seek him out, is he needs to be number one importance in every moment of our day. Not just in a few minutes in devotional, or not maybe coming to church on a Sunday or when we go to our prayer group, but everything, his word should govern how we react in everything that we do or think or say. And that's what I want to say to you today, that we've been asking God and we've been seeking him out in all of these things, and he's been giving us answers, and they've come in the least expected and most incredible ways. So if we look in the book of Nehemiah, okay, and I want you to go to Nehemiah, first chapter of Nehemiah. So first I want to talk about passion. Now you may or may not have noticed, but I'm passionate about what I do. I love it with all of my heart. I wouldn't change it for anything. I think it's called it the biggest privilege in my life that God ever gave me was to serve him in Colombian Children's Vision. You know, that's important to me. And God gave Nehemiah a calling. And we can see that calling in these first few verses. Okay, if we go to verse 3, Nehemiah 1, verse 3. It says, they said to me, those who survived the exile and are back in the province are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down and its gates have been burned with fire. So the message had got to Nehemiah about this great thing that had happened, and the walls had been destroyed and a great part of Jerusalem had been destroyed. And Nehemiah was passionate about this message. We can see his reaction. It says in verse 4, when I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Now it may not be important, and it may not have been important to many others, that walls had been broken down and gates had been burned, but to Nehemiah, God gave him a passion in his heart for that thing. It was important to him. And because God was going to use him, God gave him that passion in his heart. And I truly believe that when God gives a calling to someone to do something, God gives them passion in their heart for that thing that he asked them to do. And that particular work he asked them to do flows through everything that they do, their thoughts and their actions and words, and they just have that passion in their heart for what God's called them to. So that's what the first thing I want you to think about today. Has God given you a passion for something that he's calling you to? Is he giving you, showing you an important thing, saying, I want you to do this for me? And he's given you a passion about it. And it might not be important to anybody else, but God's given a passion to you about it. Now, you know, I want to talk about favor. That's the second thing that I want to mention today, okay? Because Nehemiah had this passion, but he needed favor. And he started to pray and fast, as we know. He asked God, and he seeks God out. And how did he do that? He did it through prayer and through fasting. And God gave him this answer and this passion in his heart that he had because he wanted to go and rebuild these walls of Jerusalem. And he asked and he seeked. But then he had to knock on the door. And Nehemiah didn't quite know how he was going to knock on the door, but God knew. Because you see, when God calls you to do something, then he makes a way. And so Nehemiah, who was a cupbearer for the king, was there, and he'd had his time of prayer and fasting, been asking God and seeking God, and how can he ask the king? He needs time off. And I'm sure they didn't give you like so many days holiday a year in those days. He needed time off to be able to go and do this thing that God had put passion in his heart about. God made a way. Nehemiah asked and he seeked and God made a way. You know how he did it? If we read a little bit further on and we get to the last part of verse 11, okay, this is what it says. Nehemiah is praying for God and he's asking and he's seeking and he's knocking on the door. And this is what it says. Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man. Now, Nehemiah couldn't have approached the king to ask him, to talk to him. Even just approaching a king in the wrong way in those times, you could have been killed for it. And Nehemiah needed a way. And God made a way for him. If we read just a little bit on, okay, and we go to chapter 2, verse 4. Nehemiah that day had gone in, and because he had passion in his heart about what he'd heard, he had a sad look on his face. And I'm sure he never imagined that God was going to use that, but God did. It says in verse 4, the king said to me, "What is it you want?" And then it says, then I prayed to the God of heaven and I answered the king. Now that was just a split second prayer. He knew this was a one shot. He wasn't going to get another opportunity. And he probably said in his head in 2 seconds, "Lord, give me the words. You're opening the door." And knowing he could have been killed for any wrong word he might have said right in that moment, this is what Nehemiah said. He said, "If it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in his sight, let him send me to the city in Judah where my fathers are buried so that I can rebuild it." Imagine, God opened him the door. He'd asked, he'd seeked, and God opened the door. God doesn't open the door if he's not going to give an answer. He opened the door. And this is what happened. Verse 6 says, "The king, with the queen sitting beside him, asked me, 'How long will your journey take and when will you get back?' It pleased the king to send me, so I set a time." And God made it possible. So he asked, he seeked, he knocked on the door, and God opened the door. He gave him the way to go and do that great calling he'd asked him to do and to live out that passion that God had put in his heart. Incredible. God gave the answer. Now, not only did he do that, but the king also sent soldiers and people to go with him, to help him along the way. And also, he gave him a letter to help him through all the places he had to go to be able to get there, and to ask people to help along the way. It was incredible that the king would have done that. And Nehemiah got to Jerusalem and he wanted to begin to live out that great passion that God had put in his heart. He asked, he seeked, knocked on the door, and God made a way. Now, you know, I can't tell you how many times that I've seen that happen. We've asked and we've seeked God out, really seek God out. And knocked on the door, and God's made a way. I've seen it happen with some of our children in their problems. I've seen it happen in terms of provisions. I've seen it happen in 1,000 different ways. And I'm here to tell you today, we have a real God who's a powerful God who answers prayers. And when we ask and we seek and we knock on the door, God makes a way. So I want to say to you, if God's putting a passion in your heart for something, go for it. Follow it. ask and seek and knock on the door, and God will make a way if he's putting that passion in your heart. He's going to make a way. So I'm going to put on the DVD today and let you see a little bit what we do at our foundation in Colombia and how God's been making a way. And I'm going to give you two incredible testimonies today. Okay. Nehemiah 6, verse 15. And this was the moment of victory for Nehemiah. Nehemiah 6, verse 15 says, "So the wall was completed on the 25th of Elul in 52 days. 52 days. Can you imagine? This was a wall around a city. This wasn't just a wall like dividing two rooms or a wall around a house. This was a wall around a city. 52 days. They had no machinery. They had none of the things we have today and day. Today and day, we'd struggle to do that with everything that we've got. 52 days. You know why God allowed that to happen? Because they only knew that it could only be God who did it. Because otherwise it was impossible. Even with all the help and all the people that came alongside and shared in Nehemiah's passion, without God, it wouldn't have been possible. 52 days. Why did God do that? Well, God did that for the same reason that I think God does what he does with Children's Vision, so that his name would be glorified. And they would know that it's only possible with God. And I know that Children's Vision has only been possible with God. It says in verse 16, "When all our enemies heard about this, all the surrounding nations were afraid and lost their self-confidence because they realized that this work had been done with the help of our God." There was no two ways about it. Everybody knew only God could do it. And I pray that you'll go out of here today knowing that only God could do the two stories, the two testimonies that I'm going to share with you today, and many more things. Now, I want to tell you about David. And we've been asking and praying and seeking God out and saying, "Lord, please, how do we help this boy to be able to walk? We have the surgeon and we have the place to do the surgery, but we don't have the prosthetic limbs and we don't have all the aftercare, all the physiotherapy, the occupational therapy and all those things we don't have. But we've been praying about it." And God brought an answer right out of the blue when you could have least expected it. A few months ago, Janine and I were asked to go to a meeting with the army. And it was an army colonel, and he'd heard about our medical mission, and he wanted to take us on a Hercules aeroplane from the city of Bogota to the city of Medellin, and then put us on helicopters and take us to one of the most outlying places of Colombia to serve a community with our medical mission that has no access to medical help. Now, that's been an answer to prayer, because we've been saying, "Lord, we want to help the most needy of the most needy. Take us there, show us where." And God has opened the door right out of the blue. But there was something else that happened in that meeting that we couldn't even have imagined was going to happen. We were stood there and we asked the colonel, "Why are you so passionate about helping people, about serving people, about medical things especially?" He said, "Well," he said, "a few years ago, I stepped on a landmine and I lost my legs." And sure enough, oh, you could have never known looking at him stand there, he had two false legs. And he said, "God has given me a passion for medical help." He said, "It's more, you know these two false legs that I'm standing on?" He said, "I designed them." And immediately, Janine and I started to think about David. We kind of looked at each other and, you know, we knew, just knew what the other one was thinking. And he said, "You know," he said, "when I had my legs blown off, I didn't want to stop my career as a soldier. and I'm also an engineer. And he said, so I designed two prosthetic limbs, and the army helped him to do that, gave him funds to do it. And he owns the design for one of the world's leading prosthetic limbs today. Incredible. And immediately, Jeanine and I going, oh, this is an answer coming, and we didn't expect it. And we start to talk to him, and we've got a donor who's going to help, but he's going to give us those prosthetic limbs for an absolute minimal price of what they're worth. And he's going to make sure that David has his prosthetic limbs. And God made an answer when we least expected it. And then, you know, we started to talk about the aftercare, and he said, the Colombian army, because of so many soldiers who have lost their limbs, have the best aftercare in all of Colombia. The physiotherapists, the occupational therapists, and all of those things. And when we least expected it, and we'd asked and we'd seeked and we'd knocked on the door, and God made an answer. It was incredible. So we're hoping and planning that in June, David's going to have to be able to have his surgery. And that boy who dreamed about walking is going to be able to walk. And he tells me on these prosthetic limbs he can run too. God made the most incredible answer. But I'm going to tell you one more story today before I finish. Jeanine and I have prayed for many years over that vision that God gave to her. 5 homes and a school and a medical unit. And we have 3 homes now. And we have a school. And we have a small medical unit. But it's a medical unit. And a team from this church went to Colombia back in August of last year. And when I came for my speaking trip in October, we had a meeting. And they said to me, we see that there's many more children that need help. And we know your vision. And what do you think about trying to do something for the 4 children's home? I went, wow. It was exciting. But it was a challenge too. You know, and I went away from that meeting. I'm praying in my heart, Lord, should we, shouldn't we? Kind of like Nehemiah, you know. Is this your leading? You know what happened? Went to a meeting the next day with almost, well, probably our biggest UK donor. And I took him a report to say thank you for a report that he'd helped us with. And I gave him the report, and I just thought I was going to give a thank you. In the middle of the meeting, he looked at me and he said, have you got any new projects? And then I was really like Nehemiah. I was like, should I, shouldn't. I was like, oh, give me the words. You know, and I hadn't even really talked to Jeanine about it, if I'm honest. And it just felt in my heart like, yes. And so I said to this person, said, yeah, well, we're hoping to raise funds to buy a new house. I thought, wow, I've said it now. I've really gone and, you know. And he said, okay. And he didn't say any more. I'm thinking, how did it go, this meeting? You're not quite sure, you know. And we walked out towards the car park. And he opened the door for me. And he looked at me and he said, Richard, that new house. I said, yes. He said, we'll give you half the money for it. And he got a big smile on his face. And he opened the door and he said, have a nice day. And I went, yeah. I could hardly get thank you out, I'll tell you. And by the time I got to the car, I just had floods of tears. He said to me, go out and tell everybody. And for whatever you can raise, I'll match it up to half the amount. And I just had tears, floods of tears. And I just knew God had done a miracle. In all those years, we've been asking and seeking and knocking on the door, and God made a way. Not only that, and then I called Jeanine and I said, Jeanine, guess what? I said, did you know we were getting a 4th children's home? And that was when I told her that, you know, all this had been going on. And, you know, other people have come alongside. And at that point, there was, well, the matching grant was for £70,000. So at that point, there was 35,000 to raise. But we've been now looking at this house that we really like, and it's just a little bit more. What I need to report to you today is that God's done other miracles. And today, the amount that we've got left to raise is small compared to the total. If all the donations were to be gift-aided, we only have left £9,000 to raise because other people have already given for it. And God's made the most incredible provision. So I'm just going to finish off today by saying this was meant to be our launch of this project. But God's making a way, and we're almost there. And I believe with all my heart that God's going to do it. So I'm just going to finish off today, show you a little bit of a PowerPoint. Nobody else has seen this. Only the people on the fundraising group and my trustees and my mom and dad. And Janine, of course. This is the house that we're looking at. It's just around the corner from our numbers house. It's a three-bedroomed house. Patio, this is the ground floor. This is the bedrooms, bathrooms on the second floor. Further bedrooms and bathrooms. I get mixed up with my American now, you know. Ground floor, first floor, second floor. Can I just run that through once again? Sorry. Thank you. So this is the front and back view. This is the patio area, place where the children can play and be out in the sunshine. This is the ground floor, dining room, kitchen, garage area. This is the first floor, bathrooms, bedrooms, and an office, and the second floor. Further bedrooms, bathrooms, and a lounge. That house is a big house. We could house 30 children in that house very comfortably. So that's our dream. That's what we're putting out there. And I see that God is making our dream become a reality. And just like Nehemiah, that passion that we have in our heart, God is making it come true. So I want to say thank you today for letting me come and share our dream with you and share testimony about what God is doing in Colombia. I'd like to finish in prayer if that would be okay. Father, I thank you today. Father, I thank you for that incredible story of Nehemiah. I thank you, Lord, that you put passion in the heart of Nehemiah. I thank you that you gave him a calling. I thank you, Father, that he went out in faith and he seeked and he looked to you and he knocked on the door for everything that he needed, and Lord, you opened the door. You gave him the time off. You gave him the people to help him. You gave him the letters and the favor and everything that he needed, Father. You took him to Jerusalem. And Father, in 52 days, through that group of people, you did an incredible miracle. And Father, everybody knew that it could only have been done by you, and your name was glorified. So, Father, today I thank you for everything that we can do in Colombia. And I thank you, Lord, for everything that this church does here in Whitley Bay and reaching out to others who don't know about Christ. Father, communicating your love and your heart, and they're doing it with passion. Reaching out to those who don't know you. And Father, in each circumstance, in each moment, Lord, you brought the answer and you brought them to the victory. And Father, I see with Nehemiah, you brought them to the victory. And I know in our foundation, how many times have you brought us to victory? And Lord, here in this church, Father, you're bringing them to victory in what you've called them to do. Father, I just praise you. And I thank you for your goodness, that your name would be glorified today in all of those things. And we commit the vision of the new home to you and the vision of this church here in Whitley Bay to you also. And also the work in the Philippines too, Lord. And Father, everything that you allow us and call us to do, we praise you and glorify you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.